Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 385, Once Upon a Time in China 2 from 1992. I'm your host, Addis Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right. So in terms of financials, this thing made 30 million bucks and it won more awards. So I didn't want to do awards, but you know what? With this type of film, I had to look into it and I was like, man, this thing got nominated for a lot of awards in the Hong Kong Film Awards for the 12th. Year anniversary of it. It only won for best action choreograph again. So it's back-to-back winners of action choreograph.
And I got a fun fact about that when we get to it.
Okay. And then it won best film song by James Wong, which is one also. So it won the original.
Yeah. And Jackie song. Chan sang it. Yeah, I saw so it that's all one. Yeah. that's all one. At the beginning credits, and it says some, whatever the name of the song is, sung by or performed by Jackie Chan. I was like, get out of here. What is
it? Yep. Original film song won.
1992. He was just out here singing songs for other people's movies.
Well, best actor nominated Jet Li, which I was like, wow, yeah. He didn't win, but he was nominated.
He was good in this movie.
I mean, he was really good. Yeah. So, okay. With that said, it made only 30 million in Hong Kong film, which I don't know what that translates to American, but it's still a solid sequel and it was successful. It won some awards. With that said, Nate, what did the critics and audience say about the sequel to Once Upon a Time?
Clearly it did well because there's four more of these things. So, you know, they must have been like happy. Oh, man. Let me tell you something. These scores, pretty good. So the first movie, if you remember, had a 90% critics and an 88% audience. It was very close. And this time, they're still pretty close, but we have a change of 3 for both of them. So one is a plus, one is a minus. The critic score is actually a plus 3, 93% for this movie. Okay. So 3% higher than the first movie and a minus 3 for the audience. So from 88 now down to 85. Down to 85 is a pretty good. If you're going down and you're still at 85, I don't think you could complain. So a 93 and an 85, another well-reviewed movie.
Yeah, it's not bad. This is better than half the other movies that we've seen in a while.
How many sequels? So. It's pretty rare. The Bourne movies that did pretty good? Like the sequels also were pretty good.
They were jacking up. They were going up yeah, until so the final movie. It dropped, but Bourne 1, 2, 3, 4 went up each movie. Yeah, I think
Empire went up a little bit. But it's rare. In general, out of the freaking almost 400 movies we've done, this is not the norm. This is kind of, so yeah, a well-received sequel.
Yeah, I mean, let's get right into it because I want to talk about this movie. This is the movie, and let me prefix this to everybody. These movies have no English dubbed, okay? No. This is straight, you have to read to understand what you're watching. And I was glued to the TV. I was doing laundry and then I started to read and I just put the stuff down and I went, man, I'm glued to this movie. And my wife was like, aren't you supposed to fold? She goes, oh, just stay there because you're just glued to the TV.
You fold, woman. I gotta read this.
Yo, my God. All right. So with that said, all right, Nate, take it away. Lee character, Jet Li's back as the main character.
Okay. And like I had just mentioned, what's his name? Lung Fei Wong or something like that. And he has more acting in this movie, I feel like. More performance. He's the same guy. I think he did a good job of returning to the role and playing him the same way. Except now there's more emphasis on the relationship between him and our girl, 13th Aunt. He even says her real name in this movie. And she's she almost passes out. Just when he just says her name. And she's like, you use my real name. That's it. Like, we're in love forever now. So I think I like that. I actually like that they added a little bit more there. I give him a 5 again. I don't know. I like this character. I think it's cool. They even give you a little bit more about his medical stuff because he goes to that college. He does a speech about acupuncture. Because, you know, he in the first movie, he ran like this medical facility, but they don't really go into it much, not with him. Like, yeah, the guy who makes the casts, the, you know, Bucktooth guy or whatever. And then he's just like in charge. Now, this time you actually get to see how he does know about medical stuff. They have the stuff with the kids. Like, they threw a lot at this character to make him even more like you root for him, pretty much. So I thought he was great. I thought the performance was really good. As far as his cohorts, 13th Aunt, she's back. I feel like all the performances were better in this movie. And they were good in the first movie. But I think the characters, this one has more talking than the first movie. Honestly, and we're going to get to it. But like the first one did have more action than this movie. This one had more story, but it serves the characters pretty well. And Foon, our boy, hilarious. You're right. When you text me, he's hilarious. He's like super obsessed with 13th Aunt. Like any chance he gets to even like just to touch her shoulder, he will like, he wants to do it, right? So I love the my favorite line from him is when he wants to carry her, Jet Li is like, I'll carry her. And he's like, no one ever wants to carry anything. And now all of a sudden you want to carry her because I have to carry all the bags. So that was funny. I thought there was a lot of humor. And I think Jet Li was actually funny in this on the train. That made me laugh when he's throwing up and then he goes and throws up out the window and acts like he didn't, you know, like, I don't know. I loved him. I gave him a 5.
I agree. I gave him a 5 too. I thought he was fun. I thought they rounded him out even more. And that's what a sequel is supposed to do. I couldn't see them just staying him one note, but they gave him a lot. Here's the highlight. The sequences with him even talking to Dao Nuyang was actually pretty cool. And I love the whole thing with the white lotus. Yeah, the white lotus. I like that whole thing. He's like, why are people worshiping this dude? I thought that was pretty funny. But I did like the medical stuff, though. I thought that was really fun because you saw it in, I mean, I guess it ties to the storyline, but I kind of like the whole Western medicine to Eastern medicine or whatever the hell you want to call it. I always thought that was fascinating for that time. So again, I thought that was cool. But my man Fong is I liked him the best in the movie. I liked when she was standing on top of him and he was like, oh. Yeah. In the beginning, she's taking a photo. He's like, oh, making all this funny face. Or when he was like, oh, he goes, I had extra money and I brought everyone dinner. And he brought dog meat and he didn't say nothing to her. And
oh, yeah. He's like, you like dogs? She goes, yeah, they're man's best friend. He's like, there's many other ways you can like a dog.
I thought that was so freaking funny.
Yeah.
Or him eating the soup in the train. I thought that was funny too because he was like motion sickness.
He had three hands. That was funny.
I thought that was funny too. You actually see three different hands in the thing.
Which one is the real hand? That was pretty good.
I'm telling you, their humor is kind of funny. I don't know why, but yeah, he was really good in this one. I like when he was teaching the kids how to fight. I thought that was funny, and then Jet Li got really mad. He was like, who told you to teach how to fight?
Yeah.
I'm your master.
And then he makes him go and stand in that pose.
Yeah, for an hour. Yeah, I thought that was funny. Again, you like all the characters. I like 13-9. She was pretty cool when she was learning how to fight.
Yeah.
He was
teaching her. They were dancing.
That was funny. The humor, you know, it's funny. You never thought a movie like this would have some type of humor, but the humor worked with this type of movie for some reason. It just worked. So yeah, of course, Jet Li was a 5. I mean, he was really good. I mean, we'll talk about action sequences. That's where he shines. But okay, main villain here. So we got the White Lotus followers.
You get the White Lotus gang and you get Commander Lan, who's played by Donnie Yen, which I didn't. Okay. You know, last week when we were talking about this, I was like, I was super excited. I was ready to watch it. I was like, oh, shoot, Donnie Yen is in this. I like Donnie Yen. I had no idea he was like the one of the main villains in this movie. All right, let's get to the White Lotus. We'll start with them. I like these guys. I'm like, okay, this is, you know what this reminded me? This reminded me of like an anime show or movie or something. You know, like this one is very more over the top. Like in the sense, like they yell out their moves with a like, Shadow Kick of Doom. You know, like they do stuff like that, which is kind of weird, but you know, it's heightened reality. It's fine. I don't really, it doesn't bother me, but it reminded me of like anime. But they do. There's something called like a Shadow Kick. Jet Li does it. Anyway, these guys are like, they're like religious zealots. They're pretty much like that gang from the first movie in that they go around, they make people buy little papers and buy little trinkets, and it's going to protect them, and the gods are going to protect them from the Westerners, and they're going to, you know, down. They literally want to kill everybody. They want to kill and get rid of all the Westerners. They want like pure China only. Like, that's their sort of MO, but they're swindlers, right? They're getting people to buy garbage just to give them money and like bow to them and all this stuff. I thought it was interesting. I love the intro, like the beginning of this movie, the way it starts, where that dude's like getting sliced with the sword and nothing happens, and gets shot and nothing happens. They're like, it's like a whole introduction, and then the movie starts. It's like they got that little girl who walks out, like a little music video. I loved it. I thought they were great. Turns out they're kind of busters because they just get anytime they fight, they actually get whooped. So I like that. And then you have Donnie Yen. He plays a commander of this like military, almost like military police. They're not quite police. They seem like military, but also police. He's the one I struggle. I have some things with the storyline. He's the one I struggle with because I was a little confused as to what his whole MO was, honestly, at the end of the day. It seemed like he was against these guys. Then it seemed like he was okay with them doing certain stuff. Then it seemed like he was... I was like, I don't know what's going on. But ultimately, he's a bad guy. They end up killing the consul guy from England. And then he's the one who... He's like the final boss who fights at the end. Great fight, by the way. We're going to get to that in action. But I did like him. I kind of liked the White Lotus better as a villain because I understood what they were doing. Him, he's a little more gray in that regard. I still give it a 5 overall. I think this one has very, similar to the first one, defined bad guys who are bad and they're formidable. You know what I mean? So I gave him a 5. But I was a little confused on him. I wish I liked his character more, but I didn't really know what he was doing.
Yeah, I like the bad guys on this. You know, it's funny. It reminded me of like Big Trouble Little China in the beginning with all that stuff, like, you know, the iron, you know, you're made of steel, and they smacking him with all this stuff and it's breaking. And I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, I thought the beginning was really cool. I thought it was really, you know, it reminded me of like some adventure video game, like the over the top villain that's like, you can't beat it, but you have to do like 10,000 things just to defeat him.
Yeah.
I thought that whole following group, I thought it was pretty cool. It was like a cult that they believe that this guy is like unstoppable, and Jet Li comes and just, I mean, the ending alone is such a great way of how you see two ways of this, right? You see them as powerful in the beginning, but then when they meet their adversary, that's like an actual fighter. It's like, how can he do it? And I mean, he held his ground, but Jet Li came up on top. Like, it's like, what are you talking? Like, what is this guy? Like, he's trying to teach him. Like, this is fake. Like, this is not even real. So I like this whole thing. Yeah, the villains were cool. Danny Yang was really good. I'm not going to lie. I mean, and this is young Danny Yang. I mean, he was killing it in John Wick 4 too. And he's like mad older, but it was super fast. But I liked him when he saw the Westerners. He was like, you know what? Let's cut the wires. They can't send no messages out and all that. Let's keep them blind. I liked it. I do agree. I don't know if he was part of the White Lotus clan. I think he might have, because those followers were the ones that were like shooting arrows in and stuff like that. So I don't know if he was in on that whole fakeness.
He kept letting them leave.
Yeah.
He would let his guys would let them leave.
So I'm like, yeah. Well, so I think he was like part of it. Yeah. So he could have been like maybe some type of, not part of, like, he might have been part of that gang or something. Like, he knew what was happening behind the scenes. But I liked it. I thought they were very well. I mean, for a sequel villain, this has to be not the best, but I think it's one of the, to me, a strong one that we've seen in a while. Because every time we see a sequel villain, they always goofballs or goobers. It was like, eh. Yeah. But these were actually really formidable. I was like, wow. And it might, to me, might be a little bit better than the first one. You know, like the first one, it was like the you know, it's funny because the first movie was more of a kidnapping, and then the British was taking them away. But they didn't have like a formidable villain.
I think the gang in this, the White Lotus, is better than the gang in the first movie.
Yes.
But I think Iron Vest was more, what he wanted to do was more clear than what Donnie Yen was doing. So I liked him as well. But it's a balance. I think you're right. I think overall they worked just as well, if not better. But not worse, that's for sure.
No, I agree. I give it a 5 also. Okay, action scenes. Okay,
so here's my fun fact. This, of course, so the first movie was not, but this movie, action choreography by our boy, Yuen Woo Ping. We've heard this name before. We did a bunch of his movies. He did a bunch of Jet Li movies. He did Unleashed. These were when he was a little, he's old.
Yeah.
Now he's an old man. But, you know, he was probably more in his prime here. So he did the action choreography in here. And let me just tell you something. It's great. It's great. Oh, it was great in the first movie. Don't get me wrong. We gave it a 5, an easy 5. And this would also be what I would call an easy 5. Even though there is less action, 100%. There's way more talking in this movie. The first movie was like 30 minutes of talking, and then it was almost all action. This one does not work that way. There's an action scene here, and then there's a lot of talking. Like, there's really not a ton of action to the last half hour. That's when he fights the White Lotus, and then he fights Donnie Yen. Now, with that being said, a lot of cool stuff here. I did watch one of the special features on the Criterion disc. I watched the one with Donnie Yen, and he was saying how, I like watching him because he speaks English. So
yeah, he's, you know, really good in English.
Yeah, you don't have to do subtitles or anything. And he was explaining that he worked with Yuen Woo Ping as a choreographer. So he's considered, I guess, there an action director. He would like direct the action scenes pretty much. And Donnie Yen was one of the choreographers. And he was saying that in this movie, he was going to have a smaller role, but then it kind of grew over time. And he's like, in Hong Kong, you know, you really want to be the best. It's like, who's the best star? He's like, I was kind of established already. Jet Li was sort of establishing himself. He said, Jet Li was the hero of this movie. I was the bad guy. He told a funny story about the sticks when they're fighting with the sticks. He's like, Jet Li went and we laid out the sticks and two of them were hollow and two of them were filled. And he's like, pick whichever ones you want. And Jet Li took the hollow ones. And Donnie Yen was like, great. This guy's going to be going a million miles an hour because his sticks are lighter. And then they show a clip and he's like, Jet Li's like doing this. So he's like, so I had to like prove that I could do stuff with the heavier sticks. And it's like super interesting. It's really good. If you like want to just hear a good interview. But anyway, his other point was he talked about the thing, the idea with the rope or the cloth, how you could turn the cloth into a stick. He's like, you can't do that. Obviously, this is fantasy. Like, there's no way. But he's like, we put it in water and then make it look like it could become a stick. And super cool. Very good interview. If you ever have like 20 minutes to listen to a legend talk about doing action. But anyway, all that to say, he was a choreographer and he said that when these two got together, him and Jet Li, they said, we did not do choreography. It just happened naturally. So when they fight, a lot of it, they were just making it up while they were doing it. So if that doesn't tell you how talented both of these guys are, where they can on the spot just start making up a fight, it made me like it even more. I wanted to give it a 6 after watching that. I was like, so you're telling me all they had was like a location that you're going to fight in these bamboo sticks. And then they just made it up as they went along. Super cool. Great fight. That fight is great at the end, by the way. I love the way he dies too. When his neck explodes, I was like, oh yeah,
the armor.
Rated R, baby. Just like splatters. The White Lotus fight it's a sight to behold. Jet Li, these guys jumping around in this like temple and they keep stacking up the tables. And then he gets shot and it turns out he had a metal plate. This guy's phony. Anyway, I'll let you go. Mine was kind of vague. I just wanted to talk about that interview because I thought it was very cool. I give it a 5 out of 5. Fantastic action.
So he didn't talk bad about Jet Li, right?
No. He said it was, he had never met him. They never worked together. And it was a good like competitive sort of rivalry, but he knew. He's like, Jet Li is the star and I need to do my best to make an impact in my smaller role. But nope, nothing bad to say. Just was like, we just made it up. We made it up as we went along. I'm like, that's crazy.
That is. Well, anyway, that's a 5 for me too. I think this has to be, I think this has better action than the first one. I know it's supposed to. It's supposed to when you go into the sequel. And I thought it did. My favorite fight, it has to be when he goes into the temple and he's fighting all those people. And he's like, what is wrong with you people? And he's just like laying them all out. And then I love what he was like, oh, he's like, the soul went in me.
Yeah, he's like talking.
Yeah. And then the guy came out. And then they started to fight with the table. Like, that was pure 20 minutes of action once they arrived there. And I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought the scenes in the, you know, so yes, some action scenes here and there. And I thought he was really good. Like, when they went to the town, and they were trying to take a 13 on away, and he just came flying with the kick. There was a kick that he did, and he just gliding, and he's going, and I was like, what is this Mortal Kombat kick coming from?
Yeah, doing the bicycle kick from Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat.
Oh my God. This movie is really good action. Like, really good. You could say over the top, but I don't think it's over the top. The wire work here is not, I mean, it's not as crazy as the other one was. This one did have over the top wire work, like the tables and stuff, but it fit with the it works with that whole stupid White Lotus crap that they were following. So I was like, okay, fine. But the fight was dope when he threw the sword to hold the other table intact while he was on top of it. I was like, this is not even possible, but it's funny as hell. And I liked it. And he took it off and he did a spin. And I don't know, I thought that was cool. He jumped on a horse. There was a horse fight. He jumped on it. He grabbed the sword and threw it backwards and caught one of them. And for 2 seconds, then he got off and walked. I was like, okay. He just got on the horse.
Jet Li throws a kick. He throws a kick forward, but he kicks a guy that's behind him here. Like, his leg comes up like this. I've never even seen that in my life.
He did that in Lethal Weapon 4 when Rene Russo went behind him and he went, stop.
With the kick.
It was awesome. Yeah, that was crazy. And then the kick at the end when Donnie Yang's character threw the cloth and he stopped it with the kick on the wall. And I was like, man, these dudes are so flexible.
Oh, he also kicked that flaming arrow. That was sick.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Arrow comes and he goes, and he kicks it into the wall. I was like, man, this guy.
Yeah. And then when he saved the, I thought it was funny too. When Fong, he put the acupuncture, he didn't feel nothing. And he's the middle and all the arrows. He's like, master.
He's like, I'm going to get hit with the arrows.
I thought that was so funny because the face he put. And then he did the leg thing and then he pulled him in. I thought that was so freaking funny. I thought he was going to get hit with the arrow. He doesn't feel it because I was going to laugh. That would have been funny. But yeah, no, overall, this action is really top notch. Man, we did Jackie Chan month. This surpasses that. And I think it might. I don't think it surpassed the schoolyard fight. I think Jackie Chan's schoolyard fight is still top dog so far of the movies that we've seen. When he was fighting with those metal sticks and he's going,
oh, in the playground?
In the playground. That was one of the best scenes I think I've seen. That was so good. Yeah, so I think that one's still top notch, but I think this one comes second. Upon a Time in China too.
This got some really good stuff. Yes, it's a little less, but it's no less good. Like, it's still great.
Yeah, it's high quality stuff you're watching. Okay, absolutely. So that's five across the board. Okay, storyline.
Here we go. I gotta be honest. I gave it a 3 again. To me, the problem I have with these movies is I don't know what's going on a lot of the times. So personally, what I have to do is just boil it down to something I can follow. These guys are good. Those guys are bad. They're fighting. Because there's a lot of like politics stuff, Chinese politics, and like, now this one I will say a little easier in that it deals with, like, you could tell it deals with like xenophobia and stuff like that, of like, these Chinese people do not even want, all foreigners are evil devils, and you know, that whole thing, and how that's not necessarily good. They use the medical stuff, you know, like Western medicine and Eastern medicine, and at the end of the day, these are Chinese films, so of course, like, the Chinese stuff is kind of favored or seen as better. That's fine, I'm okay with that. But then there's a lot of stuff where I'm like, I don't know who's good, I don't know who's bad in certain scenario. Like I said with Donnie Yen, I did not know because he seemed like a good guy. Remember, he goes to meet him, they fight with the sticks, and he's like, wow, you're really good, you gotta train me someday, whatever, and they seem like they're gonna work together somehow, and then it turns out he's bad, and I'm like, wait, but like, they were friends. Then there's a traitor, and it's the doctor guy. I'm like, what is he a traitor of? So I was confused, and for me, I don't like being confused most of the time, and I had to read this movie. So I gave it a 3. The reason I'm giving it 3s is because I still think the stories are good, but I can't, I have trouble. And if I have a lot of trouble, I can't be like 4 or 5 personally. So, but I don't think it's bad at all, but I gave it a 3.
I agree. I get in, I'm there with you. I gave it a 3. I did not know what the hell the movie was about. But I did understand. I kind of understood the whole followers. I understand the whole Chinese medicine versus, you know, European medicine or whatever you want to call it, English medicine. I enjoyed all that stuff. I liked it. I was into the comedy of Fong and 13 Aunt. Like, I got all that stuff. But other than that, I really don't know the premise or the message they were trying to tell with this story. It was just like the first one. I knew it was the first movie was about getting, you know, taking these women and giving slavery and all this crap. Okay, but I didn't know what the hell the whole first half of the movie was about. I was just watching it to watch it until the action kicked in. I'm reading this stuff, and, you know, if you guys can figure it out, great. I'm not deducting no points for it, but it's just harder for me, and I bet this thing is an amazing movie to someone that knows the language, Cantonese. They'd be like, oh my God, this movie is fantastic. But I didn't know what the hell I was watching. I enjoyed it for what I watched it, and I was more into this one than the first one. I was more into this movie than the first one. I thought it had great humor. The first one, like I said, it was more serious type of dramatic movie. This one, they toned it back. The drama added a little bit of humor, and I think it's a perfect blend of the movie. So I enjoyed it for what it was, but I agree with you. I gave it a 3 on this because I was just like, if you stop me and go, what is this one about? I'll be like, it's a followers and Jet Li fights them. That's all I know.
Porky Wing. I missed my boy.
Oh, that's the missing, my man Porky Wing. I was missing him, man. I hope he comes back.
You need to bring him back at some point.
Okay, 3 across the board there overall.
All right, so again, not a 5. I didn't give the first one a 5 because of the story, and I still can't do it. Because, like, to me, to be a 5 out of 5 movie, you got to have all the elements. Like, lined up. But that being said, I did like this one just a hair more than the first one. I gave it a 4.5. I'm busting out the half. I used to do more halves. I still do a half when I need it. And this is a case where I need it because it's not a 5 to me, but I gave the first one a 4. And I think this one's slightly, but it's a little leaner. You mentioned it. There's more humor in this one that works. There's humor in the first one. But there's more in this one, and it was actually funny. Like, I laughed a number of times. You get a way awesome fight with Donnie Yen and Jet Li. You get, like, and it's, this one, they're both rated R, but this one's a little more even violent than the first movie. Like I said, this guy's neck, like, literally blood, like, sprays out of it when he gets cut with a little stick. So, a little more violent, a little more funny, a little shorter. This is about 15 minutes shorter than the first movie. It's a little leaner. I like the love story. The story keeps it from being a perfect for me, but I give it a 4.5. I think this movie is a great sequel, and I actually liked it. And I thought the first one was great, and I think this one is also great, but just a little bit more.
Yeah, I give it a 4. I will go 4.5. I agree with you on that one, but I go 4. It's, yeah, it's half, I'm like, eh. But it's a 4. And I totally agree with you. This is my favorite one so far of the first two. I think this is by far is my favorite one because it has. I like Danny Yang a lot. And I liked his character too, but I thought the story overall, I followed more than the first. Like from the beginning when the camera started, not knowing what the story is about, but I kind of understood with the whole mystical stuff and everything. I was like, okay, I'm down with that. It's actually pretty cool. So I like that whole thing. Like even with the 13 aunt dressing as a foreigner and people were just like treating her like crap. So I was just like, oh, that's, I guess, another, you know, foreigners are bad and they were trying to take her and all this, yep, stuff. So I liked it. I think this movie all around, I liked it. The fight sequence is good.
It's not like really a good traditional, like, oh, super duper happy ending. It is, but not really. She goes on the boat. They're stuck on the little thing. I liked it. I liked the ending.
Yeah. And then they had a joke between him and Fong. I thought that was funny too.
Yep.
I thought that was a good ending. Yeah, I agree. It was pretty cool. But yeah, I gave it a 4 there. Okay, your total points.
All right. 22.5 out of 25. A banger series so far. Once Upon a Time. Who knew? Who knew Once Upon a Time in China was just full of bangers? Apparently, we'll see. But so far, so good.
Yeah, I gave it a 22. Yeah, I'm very shocked at the first two movies. I thought I spent a lot of money on these Criterions.
You're like, oh no, this Criterion. And then these freaking movies are dope. So who knew?
Yeah, who knew? So yeah, it might make me buy more Criterion.
It shows how much we don't know about Kung Fu, Hong Kong Kung Fu movies. And that's okay. Yeah. You know, sometimes you learn about stuff later in life. I didn't start watching classic old movies until I was like 25. So, you know, sometimes it just takes. But these are apparently like legendary Kung Fu movies, and I see why, honestly.
Yeah, it's amazing. All right, neat. What's coming up next?
Okay, coming up next, we are continuing with our one word movie title month, and the next movie is going to be Jumper from some year, 2008, I think. So we're going to be doing that, and then here we go. I'm excited again. Once Upon a Time in China 3. Now, same director coming back. I think this is the last one he directs for a little bit. Mm. He directed the first three, and then he comes back for, I think, 5. Or 6, one of them. Same director. We got Jet Li coming back. Just looked at the cast list. Obviously, Jet Li is back in the lead role. Also, 13th Aunt. She's coming back. So we got some 13th Aunt. And our boy, Foon, is back. But I don't see Porky Wing or any of my old boys on here. However, there is a character named Ghost Foot 7, and I want to know who that is and what he does. So again, now I'm automatically excited again to see this movie because I don't know what Ghost Foot 7 is, but it sounds cool. So that's what we got coming up. Jumper, Once Upon a Time in China 3.
All right, guys. You guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. We are now on TikTok. You guys can follow us on Geeks N, the letter N, Flix. So you guys can check out all our shorts there. We do exclusive reviews there and out of theater reviews, snippets there. Then you guys can check out the full review over on our YouTube channel at Geeks and Flix. You guys can subscribe and like all the videos and comment down below there. Other than that, you can take AMG Podcast on the go on Apple, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.